This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ron McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility, trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
Because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, 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 not to steal Super Don's birthday thunder, Super D, almost half a century, not yet. We got a double dose of celebration. Are you up for another birthday celebration, Super D? Was one enough?
Let's share it. Why not?
Let's double down on birthdays because my good friend, we love him dearly. It's his birthday today as well. Casey Krejci, happy birthday!
Yeah.
And the kids go wild. That was just his family alone. Now, everybody, listen, happy birthday, Casey Krejci. Living Fuel, those of you who don't know Casey, he's been active supporter of the Truth About Cancer and our buddy Ty Bollinger, and we get together more than ever now, and I'm liking the trend, Casey. Thank you for being with us on your birthday.
Yes, sir. It is my pleasure and honor.
Now, you are not, you know, I look at you and your activity level and your health and all of that, double nickels at 55. You've said it, so it's not a hidden secret. The difference, you know, I think about the gifts that, you know, people like to give us on our birthdays, right? But I always like to say, what gift can I give on my birthday? And, Casey, what gift can you give to my audience on your birthday? And I think it might be some tips into how do you stay young despite a lot of the obstacles in the environment that are, you know, working against our aging gracefully and youthfully?
Well, that's a great question. You know, age is physiological, chronological, and psychological, and there's only one you can't control. And if you could figure that out, that would be the calendar. So while the calendar says I'm 55 years old, the other ways I'm not even near 55 years old. Because we know in science, you report on this stuff all the time, that you can actually quench the things of aging, things like oxidation and inflammation and glycation and angiogenesis. You can quench all of those things, which are root, not only are they the root of most diseases, they're also the root of aging. And so if you can not rust on the inside and you can eat things that are actually going the other direction instead of eat things that take you towards death, then you're going to be way ahead of the game.
Well, exactly. But the thing is, we have a culture, the Western medicine mindset, that may acknowledge their science about oxidation and may pay lip service to things like antioxidants. But you've taken it on, you know, your mission, Casey, in Living Fuel does that. In fact, one of our listeners that's watching on YouTube says, Bo says, I'm drinking Living Fuel right now. It's a game changer.
That's beautiful. Bless you, Bo.
That's nice. He also says this. He's coming up with slogans suddenly. He says, Living Fuel, a trucker's best friend.
You know, it's fantastic. We do have a lot of truckers. And, Bo, God bless you and keep going there because it'll be extraordinary for you. See, the thing is, if we could imagine for a moment, if you could go and have a food choice that would actually quench oxidation and inflammation and glycation and angiogenesis, but it would also feed every cell system organ in your body and literally provide you with the amino acid and the fatty acid and the minerals and the trace minerals and all the things that we know are good for us and the things we haven't even named yet, like you know, like cofactors and essential cofactors and conditioned essential cofactors. And when you start considering all that, if you were, say, an astronaut and you can only take one food with you, and you could take a single one that could not only replace a countertop full of foods and of supplements, could also replace your entire meal in a way that you're only getting things that you absolutely need and not getting anything that you don't, imagine the things the body could accomplish.
Yeah, exactly. We talk about this all the time. They're basic concepts. Give the body everything it needs, remove that which it doesn't, and watch the miracle of creation work for your benefit. Right? Even in aging, we are not designed to decay and degenerate and die of disease. But we know nothing of that in a Western world because we've accepted pollution as food and say, well, it's the same thing. No, we've got to do better. I think we're asked to do better, Casey, and you're doing better.
Yes, sir. And everyone out there can start right this minute and make little bitty changes. We always say baby steps in the right direction are monster steps towards super health. And if you start by the thing you just said and removing the things that we absolutely know can radically speed up aging and radically increase the probability of disease, I mean, most people listening right now, this is an educated audience, so maybe not most of them, but most people out there are making the same mistakes. And if you just went to their own computer and Googled or Binged this food and disease, they will find that they are probably increasing their probability of disease and the speed of aging by maybe 1,000% by only what they're eating.
Exactly. Food is medicine. Medicine is food. Of course, we're dealing with a regulatory environment that limits freedom of speech, ironically, about the things that will actually benefit you. And, of course, that might prevent, in fact, would, if you did the right thing, prevent the perceived necessity for taking the synthetic toxic poisons approved by the Fear and Death Administration in place of food that would have prevented the disease manifestation to begin with.
Yeah, you know, all these supplements have on the side of them not intended to diagnose or cure any disease. But the truth is, food can diagnose and cure disease. Every day it's happening. I mean, how many cases of diabetes have you seen reversed because people switch up their diet? I mean,
yes.
It's extraordinary. So when you think about it, people are eating man-made stuff instead of stuff that if you do any search, hey, if I increase my fruits and vegetables and lower my fast food intake, what might that do for me? And that alone will be extraordinary. If people today would do a single thing right now, and they will eliminate every drink that's bringing calories, except for like a whole meal superfood or something like that. What I'm saying is carbohydrate calories particularly, juices, fruit juices, soft drinks, anything along those lines that they're bringing sugar or carbohydrates to their body, if they will eliminate those right now and start drinking water, fresh spring water, or properly purified water, and herbal teas, and things along those lines, that alone will make extraordinary difference in their health. I mean, just tremendous difference.
Casey, before the era of processing food, how did we get our food? It was whole and unprocessed. I mean, duh, right? And then you would get sugars from food because it was contained in a cavalcade or a synergistic blend of vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, fats, protein, fiber. All of these things would be complete, and the minerals would provide for us ways to deal with all of the ingredients within food, including the need to, once it's metabolized, bind and excrete that that becomes waste. And we can't do that on empty food that is just refined carbs.
You know, I would say that is absolutely true. But let's just go back to the history of the United States of America. I mean, even in the United States of America, the only reason people were getting enough of these things was because they're growing it themselves and not getting it at a grocery store 14 days and never reached ripe, and then they ripen it over time and then gas it or whatever they do, and then you eat it thinking you're getting a vegetable diet. But see, in the first place, if you go back 250 years, and you look at a mineral map of the United States of America, you would still see that there are 85% of America basically has no selenium whatsoever, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other minerals, magnesium and stuff like that. So certain regions of people never got everything they needed. That's why we came up with a concept called superfood nutrition, where you mix together organic, freeze-dried blueberry, strawberry, raspberry, cranberry, broccoli, spinach, kale, spirulina, barley grass. You mix these things together with the nutrients in the highest, most bioavailable forms out there, And then you get the everything we know about combined with the things we have yet to even identify. And this way is the only way we can be sure that you're getting all your trace minerals, all your minerals, all your vitamins, all your fatty acids, everything that you need. You have to provide for specifically. You can't just randomly go out and throw it together and expect to get it.
Yes. We're talking with Casey Krejci, opening up the second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show birthday. Not only Super Don, but Casey Krejci from Living Fuel. And you want to give a gift of health to yourself, your family, your loved ones. You couldn't do better than Living Fuel. Casey, how do people, how do my listeners find the products that we're talking about and that Bo on YouTube is doing? He says he's been on it for 2 years. It's been a total blessing to his life, he says.
Well, thank you, Bo, and again, but yeah, go to livingfuel.com, that's livingfuel.com, or go to your nutritionally knowledgeable doctor who might have it. If they don't have it, you can ask them to get it for you. So this is extraordinary nutrition. Truckers, every meal that you take Living Fuel instead of anything else you were going to take, you're radically better off.
Yeah, it's intriguing that, you know, years ago I found that a lot of truckers listened to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I thought, wow, how unusual. They, you know, now they carry it in their little devices. They'll load up a whole week's worth of show when they're on the road. But I recognize that they recognize, my gosh, their health suffers. They're sitting down all day. They don't have access to good, clean, organic food regularly. So the supplement becomes very critical for them. So carrying the Living Fuel across country, wherever you are in your trucks, great idea.
Great idea for the trucker, but it's a great idea for anybody, because I will also mention that even if you have a team of organic chefs at your house, you're not going to match the single meal of Living Fuel, because, again, you can't provide for every all the pieces that you need. So having a Living Fuel Foundation is pretty extraordinary. But this is about making better choices to start with. You can always
yes.
elevate to Living Fuel. But right now, what you do and you teach all the time is extraordinary. Is listen, guys, you're eating stuff that is not only laden with chemicals, pesticides, herbicides, but also genetically modified materials and foods and that sort of thing, and we can only survive that but by the grace of God for some limited amount of time. And if you want to turn things around, you're going to have to change it up.
Yes, yes, indeed. Well, the gift of healing keeps on giving here, my friend. I want to grow up to be big and strong like you one day, Casey.
I always say I want to be you when I grow up, so that's kind of a mutual admiration society.
Oh, check out the funny picture. I got my head on his shoulder. He wasn't singing to me, but the rest of the family was, and it was beautiful. Casey Krejci, I love you. Happy birthday, my friend. Everybody, celebrate with us.
Happy birthday, Super Don.
All right. Well, hope to see big hugs to you, the whole family. Consider yourself hugged by the Robert Scott Bell Show audience. That was Casey Krejci, livingfuel.com. Check him out. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Happy birthday to Super Don as well. We got a lot more healing to go on the show. We'll talk low-fat foods, why they're more dangerous than foods containing good, healthy, lots of fat.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's RSB Reports.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Hey, Super Don, not only because it's your birthday celebration and Casey Krejci's, but, you know, interesting mix of stories that we always have, and some of them were topical and socio-political. We talked about the banning of words today, which is always a fun, interesting topic. And then back into the health and healing realms. So we're bouncing in and out of that today, I think, in a real balanced way, which we shouldn't be. We should be partying so hard because, you know, some great birthdays today. We shouldn't be balanced at all. But you're like your trip to the movie theater. Are you going to one of those that you have the reclining seats now? Because they're all like electronic and everything, or old fashioned sit up?
Haven't quite gotten to that that level of luxury in the little town of Klamath Falls. So, but they did. You know what? I was surprised they do have it here in 3D. Although I'm not going to do the 3D version. I did that last.
No.
Time.
I don't like 3D personally. I like the just the old fashioned.
You know what?
Movie.
It was fun. I mean, mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. It was kind of neat. You know, the Millennial Falcon flying up your nostril was kind of an interesting effect. But
yeah.
You know what? It's kind of gimmicky to me.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people just love it. But for me, I enjoy just watching the movie and just seeing it in the normal format like I'm used to.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yep. And we were talking a little bit about the Star Wars movies as well. It'll be a fun gift. We actually, you know, we're not in a major city. We're actually in the outskirts. So the little theater we went to, although it's been pretty advanced to where you push a button and you go into full recline mode. And it's not good for me because I'll usually be passed out and sleeping.
I know the person that you said, I've heard talk about that many times is our buddy Chris Barr. That he mm-hmm. goes to, there's a movie theater out there where he is, and it's like, you know, lazy boys with drinks and a bar and, you know, and all this kind of stuff. Like, it's, I've never even heard of anything like that. I'd probably fall asleep if I was, like, reclined that much.
No, that's the point. I would normally. Now, thankfully, I went midday, and a family of four, we went for, like, $27. Think about that. That's not, if you're in a big city, I think a family of four would be like 50 to 60 bucks. I don't know how much.
It's like 10, at least 10 bucks a seat, yeah.
Right. So we did really well, and I like living in rural areas. There are some cost-benefit ratios when you're not in the heart of a big city. Anyway, let's talk some more media stuff, and this time we're going to go to the Pope.
Dignitaries from all over the world will be coming. Why, there's a rumor the Pope might even show up. Yeah. Poop? What? You said poop? Do you have a cold? Yes, I have the cold in the chest. You know.
The poop? Well, the Pope has shown up when it comes to commentary on media, and that was Inspector Clouseau to give us a nice light intro of it. Apparently, Pope says media sins by dredging up sensationalizing old news. Now, I listen, I'm not Catholic, and I'm not meaning to denigrate anybody who is, but this guy sometimes goes way outside the bounds of commentary, and I support his freedom to do so. That's not the argument. But how do you, if you're bringing up old news, to me that's not a sin. That's a teaching moment, right? I want to learn from the past. I think that's important. But he was in an audience with Ecuador's President Lenin Moreno at the Vatican yesterday, in fact. And he's criticizing journalists who dredge up old scandals, sensationalize the news, saying it's a very serious sin.
Sin.
And he even used the term fake news.
Well, this is interesting. I mean, I'm not Catholic either, but the Pope is a very prominent figure, and he's kind of a mixed bag, you know, in some of the stuff that he's come out with that he's talked about. In this particular case, you can't help but agree with the guy because he's saying that what he's calling a sin of communication, and this is giving out disinformation, giving just one side, you know, having a bias and stuff like that. So, I mean, good on the Pope for pointing that out. It's nothing new. I don't expect that the media is suddenly going to go, oh, we're going to stop being biased and giving one-sided disinformation because the Pope said so.
I think
if they did that, there'd be no media because that's all they do for the most part.
But based on how the Pope has looked at Trump and the Trump administration, I think he's trying to call out Donald Trump rather than the mainstream media for having fake news.
Could be, but then the Pope is being very short-sighted because in all honesty, this is what the media has become. It's all one-sided disinformation.
Although the Pope has shown himself to be a collectivist with communist leanings, and again, if that's what you want, that's fine, but our founding fathers left for us a republican form of government that was constitutional, and I think that maximizes freedom, the freedom to heal, which has been violated all up and down the American government from local all the way up to the federal level. So we tie that in, but we're bringing that freedom back to you where it belongs. We got a lot more healing. Low-fat foods coming up next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
You can follow along by going to robertscottbell.com, and all the links are in the show notes there. Special guest Casey Krejci, birthday boy, Super Don, birthday boy. And I don't know, there's probably a lot more birthdays than we have time to do, like the morning show. And happy birthdays, like who turns 100 today? Well, no, Super Don's not even halfway there. No. Still a baby, yeah.
Not yet. Not yet.
No, you
know,
okay?
I gotta give Bo, who's on YouTube. He's always on YouTube. He's always right on target with what it is that we're talking about. And he made this comment, and it just sparked a memory.
What's that?
If you recall, here's Bo's comment. He says the Pope did compare fake news to liking poop a year ago, and I looked at that. And I was like, that's right. Last year, it was earlier, a little bit earlier in December, he compared fake news consumption to eating poop. He literally, no, not a joke, he
no
made
joke.
That. comparison. Yeah. So, Bo, good on you for having such a great memory. I tell you what.
I don't know what it is. We don't have any Ginkgo biloba on the show, but he's got that memory going. That's very impressive.
Good stuff.
Follow Super Don if you do on Twitter at It's Super Don, ITS Super Don. I'm at RS Bell Media. And we do have Instagram. We don't use it much, but, of course, the Facebook page. You can share it and like it as well, the Robert Scott Bell Show there on Facebook, too. And, of course, our homepage in the universe of the World Wide Web. That's the Robert. It's robertscottbellshow.com or Robert Scott Bell. I don't even know my own. It's robertscottbell.com. That's how you find it. And all the links are there. So let's see. Where do we go now? Diet, food. Oh, of course, this is the season. Have you had... Do you have any family Christmas parties coming up or already had one? Anything like that?
We'll be having Christmas dinner with the relatives that we've got here locally. Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be huge, but, nice intimate family dinner.
I'm just hoping that you have plenty of good fat to eat during the holiday season.
I don't run away from fat. I'm a fan of fat, yes.
Excellent. Well, this is good timing on that because there's more evidence in the scientific journals that the Robert Scott Bell Show has been correct all along.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a but I told you so.
I told you so. I told you so.
Oh, where is Jerry Doyle? Bring back Jerry. Super Don, you think this would be like, he'd be calling me right now, oh, Robert, we got to do this story tomorrow on the air, right?
Well, yes, this is definitely, this would be one of the ones that he always, for whatever reason, zoomed in on obesity, mm-hmm. and then there was that one show where the giant, amazing light bulb went on with Jerry when you told him that if you want to lose weight, eat more fat, and he just couldn't believe it. Although I would have to say, at this point, had you continued to be on every time that there was more evidence of this, probably would have moved past it by now. Because I don't need, again, this is one of those situations where it's like, okay, science, hello, we've got 5,000 studies now that have proven this. Why are we still acting amazed by this? Although, I will say, in this particular study, it takes it a little bit farther. I don't think we've heard before.
Yeah, I think so. Now, this headline says low-fat foods can actually make you fatter, damage your liver as badly as booze, according to this study. And this is out of the University of Georgia in Athens. Go Dogs. They're heading for the championship playoff, those of you who watch college football. Researchers at the University of Georgia have found that foods low in fat but high in sugar, like the ones marketed for low-fat diets, actually cause the body to produce more fat, result in, guess what, liver damage. As if you were heavily drinking alcohol. It's not just low fat is bad for you in a general generic sense, or that it makes you fat, which is counterintuitive for those that haven't been listening to this show for years, but it actually damages your liver. As if you're drinking heavy doses of alcohol. Fatty liver, we talked about that. And, we should be able to retire this meme that high fat equals fat people. Low fat. And Casey Krejci talked about it too, in terms of metabolism, getting the right stuff into your system. It should be a permanent moment of duh, permanent I told you so, and everybody that's confronted with, for instance, weight loss programs, fat loss programs, that in any way, shape, or form promote a product or products that are quote unquote low fat, you should immediately disqualify them in terms of legitimacy in helping anyone to genuinely lose weight, per se. Although, it shouldn't be about losing weight. It should be about losing toxins. And in that case, when you lose toxins, you tend to lose fat weight, which is actually not as weighty as muscle, right? That's why I say, I want to lose weight. No, not necessarily. I mean, if you build muscle mass, you'll actually gain weight, whether you've lost the fat or not. But if you've lost some fat and you've gained some muscle, you actually might go up on the scales. So it begs the question about the concept of weight loss versus toxic fat loss. And I've said this for many years, the fat is a storage facility, usually for energy, when you consume more energy that you need or that you're burning up metabolically. But unfortunately, it also becomes a storage for toxins when your excretory system is overwhelmed, your liver, your kidneys, your lymphatic system. Your body will adapt depending on the type of body you have. right? Those of you watching on YouTube, you look at me, I'm like a slender kind of guy, right? Wiry. I don't tend to gain weight in terms of retaining fat. Now, that's an adaptation in my body that I don't have. I don't gain fat easily. That could be bad in terms of if I was eating a really toxic diet, because my body would not store it easily in fat cells to protect the vital organs from damage due to those toxins. So people who are tending to be overweight are actually protected, buffered a little bit. But that can only go so far, the adaptation, if you will, until certain breakdowns occur. And then now you're in big trouble because those toxins are going to manifest maybe even in cancer, right? The growth and metastasis of cancer. So fat is a protective mechanism. It's also a storage of energy. But when you're not eating correctly, it stores toxins too. So when we talk about weight loss, we talk about toxin loss. The fat will diminish over time as your body learns it no longer has to retain extra to protect you from the dangerous toxic poisons you've been eating. Processed food, additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, etc. And now again, another scientific revelation that eating low-fat diets will make you fat. So the thing I said on Jerry Doyle's show, if you want to lose weight, eat more fat, validated once again, Super Don. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and I think an important detail on this particular study is that they were looking at foods that were not only low in fat, but high in sugar as well. So mm-hmm. you've got kind of a double whammy going on there where you're not getting the good fats that you need, but you're also dealing with a high amount of refined sugar.
Well, and that's why the ketogenic diet is beneficial for so many, but I warn you people, who are these people I'm talking to? All of y'all, I warn
you
that if you do a ketogenic diet to force yourself to get energy from fat, which is good by and large, yet you've done nothing to enhance the function of your liver, your kidneys, your spleen, your colon, all of these things that are critical for taking the garbage out, you will relinquish things from those fat cells that could be dangerous to you. And that doesn't mean I don't want you to do that eventually, but I want you to do that in conjunction with promotion of great liver detoxification. Now, we've talked about the CanGest tea. That's a great thing to support liver function as well as a lot of other functions. We talk about increasing selenium and chromium. In the book Unlock the Power to Heal, we talk about a lot of things, including, I think I mentioned homeopathic liver drainage remedies. I mentioned the dreaded, and sorry, Super Don, I know it's your birthday, but I have to say it, coffee enemas. For those that want to, and you know, especially if you're dealing with killing cancer cells rapidly, you have cachexia, you have major toxic inflow as the cells are destroyed, and now you've got to get debris field, you've got to get out fast. So in a crisis intervention, it can be warranted. But you can do gentler ways. I'm not saying everybody has to do that. But the idea here is, I don't want you to go halfway into, oh, I'm on a ketogenic diet, but you've got all these stored toxins in the fat that are now going to start, you're forcing them out. And you haven't understood how to facilitate the pathway on out. And that includes the use of echo water, the molecular hydrogen in the water that facilitates antioxidant activities to protect your cells from these pro-inflammatory dangerous compounds. Have I been completed here? Am I complete? I don't know.
I think so. And before we get to the break, here's a story. Did you see the broken clock of California got it right again?
What was that?
And they're kind of leading the way here. They have finally released guidelines, and I think they're mm-hmm. the first ones to recognize this in the country.
Yes.
That cell phone radiation is something to be concerned about, and they are encouraging people to either stay arm's length away from your cell phone when you sleep at night. Mm-hmm. Do not carry it in your pocket. Keep it in your purse. So if you have a man purse, you're okay.
Yeah. Keep it further away. Yeah. That's amazing. But just a little caveat on this. The California government occasionally, you're right, the broken clock analogy is appropriate, because what have they said about toxic injections to babies, defenseless babies, a.k.a. vaccinations? Not only have they not acknowledged the danger to kids, they have actually done the opposite. They have said, moms and dads, you better get those kids shot up or else we will not let them in school, public or private. So I don't hold a lot of applause. I hold my applause, let me just say that, because of that very thing, and there are other aspects of this. Again, acknowledge, yes, that is good, Super Don. It is acknowledged to be good that they want you to, I don't know if they're telling you to turn off your routers at night like we are, but I'm telling you, do it, please. But it's the same government that says we have got to get your kids injected with toxic poisons that are on the Prop 65 list, by the way. Mercury, aluminum, different things that are very dangerous to the body. So you'll pardon me for not going crazy in my enthusiasm for California's acknowledgments.
Little one-handed clap for California.
Yeah, one-handed clap. Can't hear it. Can't
Look, it is. It's a mixed bag, and you're right. Yeah. What was the SB 277?
Yes.
I mean, that was a big deal. But, you know, at times they do, you know, the right thing as well. Because, you know, California is one of the states that is leading the way in banning pesticides and things of that nature as well. So, you know, I mean, we will honor the good stuff when it comes along.
That's right. That's right. And so, folks, if you would, the gift you could give to Super Don on his birthday is to tell everybody about his birthday, but also about the Robert Scott Bell Show. So more of y'all can benefit from this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on our broadcast home and radio syndication. That's GCN, GCNlive.com. After the show, up as an archive very quickly there, and then on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio. Hello, my British friends. And, of course, SoundCloud, and now on YouTube when we go live there. Check it out. It's all linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. The question, when we come back, are we there yet? Stand by.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Scott Bell Show.
Okay, we're live. We're back. Are we there yet? I guess somebody thought we were already there and we were done with the show. No, we're here. We got one more segment, folks. 2 hours. 2 hours a day. Not 1 hour and 50 minutes.
All right. Okay, now we're live.
Super Don's birthday. Happy birthday, Super Don. Yes. Thanks again to Casey Krejci for joining us on his birthday as well. Moms and dads out there, I love you. You got to put up with some stuff, don't you? Yeah, we do. But, you know, it's worth it. I believe so. I mean, there are occasionally some parents will go, I'm not so sure, right? But one of the things, if you remember, especially when kids are younger, like, I don't know if they call them the terrible twos, but a certain point where kids are going to be interacting with you in ways you're like, well, did I sign up for that? And one of the most famous questions, of course, if you're taking a road trip is, are we there yet? And how many times will they? Of course, at a certain point, the kids get wind of how annoyed you are, and they will ask you that just to dig into you, right? Because they have that power suddenly. Oh, I know how to annoy mom and dad. And I would ask you kids, please be loving and compassionate with your parents. They do a lot for you. You don't believe me? You're not sleeping out in the street, are you? Right? Sometimes I'd say to my kids, you know what? You can sleep out in the backyard with no tent. You're going to be that way, right? And then suddenly they realize, oh, maybe I should be a little nicer. But here's the headline. Children ask parents, well, I'm not going to say, how many questions a day on average? How many questions a day?
I was surprised. I probably would not have picked this number. It seems kind of high to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, and this was done in the UK, the conclusion they came to after the study was that children ask parents 73 questions a day on average.
Wow. Mommy.
73? Now, listen, when I think of children asking questions, and they have a list here, and this is the top 10 questions asked by children. Mm. And some of these, yeah, I mean, I recognize, and these are kind
these
of,
are, yeah.
They're well, sort of deep, inquiring questions that you would kind of expect a kid to ask just because it's one of those things that would cross their mind because they don't know. Like, number one, why do people die? That's one of those ones you're like,
This is out of England. This is out of England, so you have to ask it with a British accent. Can you do that, Superdome?
No, I can't.
Right. Mommy.
Can you?
Mommy, why do people die? Mommy. How about this one? Mommy, where did I come from? Where did I cut? These are great questions, and especially the toddlers at a certain point. And I ask these questions. I do remember these questions. Mommy, what is God? They're great questions, but, you know, not every mom and dad's comfortable answering them. Not every preacher, man, priest, or rabbi is comfortable answering them either. Because I was one of those annoying kids that I went to every religious leader and asked these questions as well. I wasn't satisfied, right? I had to dig and dig until I found out for myself. And I encourage that, whether it be intellectual curiosity, spiritual curiosity, we like that. But sometimes mom and dad get exhausted. 73 questions! That's you. You've exceeded your limit, right? What is the limit? I like it that they're engaged in asking questions, and it's fun. And I would engage with them in funny ways because I would give them answers that would make their eyes go squirrely. Do you ever play with the kids like that?
Of course.
Of course. We're bad yes. that way. But you know.
Of course I did.
I can't think of an example. I'm sure there's a good one.
No. Well, yeah, you know, I'm just, again, 73 questions sounds like an awful lot to me. I'm wondering if they include things like, can I go to the bathroom or,
yeah.
you know, can I be excused, please? Or, you know, can I go to my friend's house and play?
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, it's, listen, when kids are growing up, that's where, you know, they're going to ask those questions because they're learning. And the,
number
the
five.
Answers are impressions.
Number five on the list, what does we can't afford it mean? It means, you know what? I'm going to go right to the spiritual level. It means you don't believe you're worthy.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, that's a different twist.
Right? I want you to remember that. I would love that line, we can't afford it, I can't afford it, would be eliminated from the human condition. But again, it's an option that you have to believe that. And I mean, it's not about what's in your bank account. It's not. This is a spiritual question. Take it to that level before you get mad at me, okay? Why can't I stay up as late as you? Why do I have to go to school? Good question, kid. Now get back to school and study when you're there. All right?
Get your homework done.
Right? Geez, stop asking me so many questions. Well, y'all, if you want to ask me questions, that's what we're here for. Submit them. Go to robertscottbell.com. If we're live on YouTube, you can submit them there occasionally or go to Twitter or wherever. We got a lot more healing to go, but we've just started our broadcast week. Tomorrow, Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rasha Bittar and other surprises. Happy birthday, Super Don. Happy birthday, Casey Krejci. The power to heal and celebrate is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Make the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.